I had a couple extra questions. Just some things we were wondering about. If you guys say, for the sake of argument, you got green light tonight, you could break ground in the morning, how long do you think it would take to get the casino up and built?
I'd say around 16 to 18 months.
And then at what point do you think it would start turning a profit for the tribe? After the
that's a hard question. We've never owned a casino before, so I wouldn't know. I'm thinking within a month, 2 months, probably 3 months.
Okay. And how are you going to do the distribution of?
We have not done that per capita. We haven't figured that out yet. We haven't done that. We haven't really worked on that yet. But you know, we're getting close to that. Our attorneys are going to help us do that. I mean, let me get back to you on that other question about one. If we gave the green light tonight. Who gives us a green light?
Well, that was the other part I was going to go into is because, as I understand, in the whole casino thing, other than maybe water and electric issues, as I remember,
what happens is we have an application into NIGC, it's National Union Gaming Commission. They're
right.
The ones that give us a green light.
Okay.
They have to approve our management contract. They have to get all the background checks on our investors, get that all approved and done, and then. When that's done and they say, okay, it's yours.
And then your only issue is power and water. It's right. The only thing you've really got contract.
Yeah, we have water. We have Otay.
Okay.
We have power on there, but, you know, they got to do more. So.
Right, right. Yeah, that becomes the only issue. And as I understood, the whole casino argument in California is pretty much, taking your side of it, we're independent nations that just happen to be in the U.S., so... Because you really don't have a say in it, other than your input or your immediate input.
Right.
But as far as the, we can say no.
Well, these guys can say no, but it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, yeah. But
okay.
If anybody's going to say no, it would be NIGC, and it might be something inappropriate in the contract or something inappropriate with investors. You never know.
Yeah. I think it's A&E. They have that show, Lotto winners and how it's ruined or changed our lives.
I think I've seen that once before.
Using that analogy, all of a sudden you got all these relatives who fall out of the woodwork because there's some money.
Sure.
And, that whole aspect and then the infighting in the family, or in this case a tribe, that can so easily occur.
Right, sure.
And just
happens all the time.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. There's nothing. We can't
cross that bridge as you get to it.
Yeah.
You're a Marine.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Vietnam.
I served 21 years Navy, so Marine Force. Grenada and Gulf War I was where I got shot at.
Welcome home.
Thank you, and thank you for your service as well, sir. Yeah, not enough of us out here.
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot.